Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Matty Garwood, and we have got Chris Watts, who is riding his own wave of rock and dark pop. We love chatting to him here. The brand new one is Lick It, and I actually did get to lick it, Chris, because you sent me some lollipops as well as a t-shirt, mate. How good is what's going on for you at the moment, Mr. Chris Watts, joining us here on Ausmade?
Matt, I love that intro.
Great to have you on here, mate. You've just gone through a bit of a lockdown over there in Melbourne, but how good is it to still have brand new music out with the new one, Lick It, mate?
Yes. It came out on Friday and it feels so good to have new music out. I've been sitting on Lick It for maybe over 12 months now.
Sure.
So good to finally have it out in the world.
What was the kind of lead up to it, mate? Obviously sitting on it, were you waiting because of COVID, or it was just the kind of PR train that it was going to be on at that time anyway?
Yeah, I think it was originally intended for October last year and we swapped it out with my other single Over You instead. So we actually recorded the music video back in May last year, so it's been a long time coming, but COVID kind of mucked up a few things and we didn't know which song to drop first, so we went out with Over You first and now Lick It. So that was the thinking there. Yeah,
cool. And you did a bit of work with some people that have worked with people like Billie Eilish and Finneas as well. Like, pretty cool crew to have on it.
Yes, it was my last session when I went to LA, where my manager's based, and I had this session with Aaron.
Yeah.
And he was just a lovely dude, and you know, sessions can be quite tough when you meet someone for the first time. You know, will you gel, will you have the same kind of creative path, and everything just clicked into place so fast. This song came out of it. I just sung in the vocal, the chorus for it, and we just kind of turned to each other and we were like, wow, this could be quite special, this track.
And it is special. Like you said, you've got the video to go with it as well. Were you actually involved with directing it and stuff too?
Yeah, I've always loved the visual component to, you know, my Chris Watts project and everything that encompasses. Directing Lick It was super fun, and I think it was probably my favourite to date.
Cool.
There's a lot of work, but I think it definitely came out the way I wanted it to come out.
For sure. And like you said, building this Chris Watts brand more than just music and stuff. I got the merch, I got my t-shirt, my lollipops that I said. What else are you looking to incorporate in the overall Chris Watts experience?
The t-shirt that you just received, that hasn't gone on sale yet, but we're going to put those t-shirts out for sale.
Awesome.
Kind of like a vintage kind of band t-shirt.
Yeah, it is.
Like an 80s, 90s kind of rocker t-shirt. That's definitely going to come out soon. On the next single that's coming out in the near future, we haven't kind of locked in what song that will be, but
yeah.
I'm always thinking of the next music video clip or kind of visual for that, so which I love.
Awesome. Now, we saw in 2016 that you had Amy Shepherd on Wrong or Right. Who else would you love to do a feature track with, whether it's Australian, whether it's global? Who's hot for you right now?
Oh, I've always loved Halsey.
Yeah,
got a beautiful sounding voice.
Cool.
And I think it was a track, Nightmare, that came out probably 2 or 3 years ago now. That song for me was like, wow, I love this sound, what she's doing, the story here. And I think you can kind of hear in Lick It and in Over You a little bit of that grittiness come out of pretty much that one track. That one track really inspired me a lot. So Halsey, for sure.
Awesome. I can see a team up happening, mate. Just don't break a heart like G-Eazy or she'll crack it.
You'll
never hear the end of it. Have you got any inspiration for any of that sort of stuff in any of the things that are coming up for you?
Well, with the song Lick It, you know, coming out of last year's COVID, a lot of my songs do kind of derive from, you know, a melancholy breakup or a few singles ago signs. Even Over You, it's about like, you know, that kind of wanting them back. But with this song, my manager and I were like, this song is extremely cheeky and fun and it's just sex all over it. We thought, you know what, like, everyone's been through so much last year. Let's just put out a song that's just a happy, uplifting tune. It's nothing negative or there's no struggle in the song. It's a good time, really.
Awesome, man. We're going to have a good time right now, Chris, and it always is a good time chatting to you. You're going to play it. Your brand new one at Lick It. We're loving it here on Ausmade, mate. Thanks for joining us and spending a bit of time.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate your time. Thank you. Hey, I'm Chris Watts, and this is my new track, Lick It. Enjoy.